1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start this morning. We're getting a lot of rain here in the state, but it's okay because we're going to need these May showers to get into these June flowers or however they say it. But legitimately, for me, that is the case because I've got some starters that are inside my house that I just can't plant until I get back from vacation because I'm like a couple of weeks away. I planted them on March 30th. And most of them said, give them like 8 weeks indoors. And we just keep having these like super cold days. And I don't want to, I don't want to risk it with the frost out there because I'm growing a bunch of stuff. I'm growing like a variety of bell peppers. I'm growing a bunch of variety of tomato cherries, like cherry tomatoes. Like, so it's like, there's a lot of veggies I'm starting inside. There is like some flowers I'm also starting inside too. So I've never done this before because like I've never really had a garden or an area to actually like plant vegetables. So, but I've got a bunch of other stuff going on too, like zucchini and other stuff I'm going to get started as well. So I'm really excited about it, man. These starters are, they're going crazy. They're basically begging me to plant them outside, but I was like, I'm not going to kill you. I know better than 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. How did I not know one of two things? First, that Kevin Bacon is actually a musician. I completely spaced on this. I had no idea that Kevin Bacon not only plays guitar, but he plays harmonica. He plays percussion as well, alongside his brother. And they have a band called the Bacon Brothers, and they're actually playing at Warner Vineyards in Pawpaw this July. I had no idea this was happening until I saw I saw one of the advertisements on Facebook, and I was like, wait a minute. Kevin Bacon's in a band and he's coming to Pawpaw. Like, you get the chance to actually see the actor like Kevin Bacon from like Footloose and X-Men and I mean everything, Tremors, Animal House, like you name it. Like, this dude's been in so many amazing movies and I had no idea this dude was a musician. If you want a link to get tickets to see this concert and find out when it is, it's on the 1077 RKR app. Like I said, I'm very surprised. I never even knew he was in a band. If you've ever seen them before, if you've ever seen him in concert before, let me know how he is. 978-1077. I'm genuinely curious to see how this band is, and I'm totally going to this. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day back in 1976, turning 49 years old today, is the Blue Oyster Cult album, Agents of Fortune. It was the fourth studio album brought out by them. It was platinum selling. It peaked at number 29, and it had that cryptic single, Don't Fear the Reaper, that ended up being the band's biggest hit, and as I mentioned, sparked that legendary clip from SNL. But even past that, Agents of Fortune is a great album. If you don't have it in your collection, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So the city of Parchment, every year they hold the Kindleberger Summer Festival of the Performing Arts, and it's going on July 9th through the 14th this year. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, there's been an update about the festival that has a lot of people in the area really, really upset. One of their main events that they host every year has been canceled for this year. It's up here on the 1077 RKR app. And a lot of people are really upset with it. At the same time, a lot of people are pointing out that, you know, the city commission meeting that was held last night said that they do not have a lot of volunteers, which is the main reason why this event, one of the events during the festival, has been canceled. And a lot of people are upset about it, but at the same time, a lot of people are kind of seeing where they're coming from. So check this out. Hit me up, 978-1077, what you think they could do to possibly get this event to happen again. Because again, the whole festival is still going on, but it's like one of their main events and they're canceling it and people are pretty pissed off. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And all month long, we've been teaming up with On Target in Kalamazoo. They are a family and veteran-owned shop for over 45 years. And we are giving away $25 gift cards every single day when you hear that safe song of the day. So make sure you click that On Target button on the 1077 RKR app, because that's going to let you know not only what the song is, but what hour it's going to play. And when you hear it, caller number 7 will win a $25 gift certificate to On Target in Kalamazoo. So make sure to check those songs out and get ready to win some On Target money on 1077 RKR.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dockman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio. This is Weird As Wednesdays.
There was a Weird Ass Wednesday story we talked about a couple of months ago about a man who tried to sell a stolen golden toilet from an English country house for $6.4 million, this golden toilet. And he tried to help a burglar cash in from a theft. And this thing over in England, it was 4.74 million pounds. Well, Monday, a British judge said that this guy had been taken advantage of by thieves. Said Frederick Doe was given a suspended sentence at Oxford Crown Court for his role in helping to sell the 18-karat gold fully functioning toilet that was taken in 2019. And they said those responsible for this audacious heist, five individuals could be seen on CCTV, were clearly intent on disposing of their ill-gotten gains quickly. You foolishly agreed to assist. So because of this, the judge actually took pity on this guy and he was spared from jail. He doesn't have to do any jail time for assisting in stealing this $6.4 million golden toilet. It was the toilet was part of a satirical art installation. That's what the funny thing is. And it was titled America. Unbelievable. That may be the perfect description of America right now. Weird Ass Wednesday, sponsored by BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Make sure to get in for their If You Know, You Know pizza, which is their premier pizza of May, because pretty soon it's going to be leaving and you're going to be voting for yet another one. They got that pizza buffet going on today, 11 to 2. So make sure to take advantage and make sure to hang out with them and us on Friday morning as we get our weekend started, as we announce our new workplace of the week every Friday. And again, just support them overall. BC Pizza Kalamazoo, they are our sponsor for Weird Ass Wednesday. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. In just about an hour, Hopkins is going to play a song from the Eagles, and all by entering the name of the song on the Eagles button on the 1077 RKR app, you have a chance at partaking in one of the most legendary experiences of all time. The final shows the Eagles will be performing together at Sphere in Las Vegas. And not only are we going to set you up with a pair of tickets to this unbelievable show, we're actually going to fly you and a friend out to Vegas, put you in the Venetian for 2 days, and give you $500 to spend while you're there. Now, interesting fact, there's an underground tunnel from the Venetian directly to the Sphere. So how cool is that? You could fly out to Vegas, stay in the Venetian, take the underground tunnel, and go right to the Sphere. That would be such a cool experience. And we have got it available for you all day, 10, 2, and 5. Make sure to listen for those Eagle songs. When that song plays, make sure to enter the name of the song on that corresponding button on the 1077 RKR app for your chance to fly to Vegas at Sphere and see the Eagles on this monumental show on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So we're still dealing with some of the debris and outages from the storm last week. Thousands of people in Michigan still without power. As of Monday, 14,000, over 14,000 consumer energy customers didn't have any power. after the 9 confirmed tornadoes swept across the state from last week. And it looks like we are expanding the brush pickup that's already been underway in Portage. Cities decided to expand the pickup to help residents who are now cleaning up post-storm debris, because it really caused a lot of damage. Especially I've seen in Battle Creek, just the trees that are all over the place. And it really affected us over here as well. I mean, so many areas were smacked up by this storm, and it was really the wind that caused the most damage. In terms of like Southwest Michigan, like here in Kalamazoo and Portage area, obviously we didn't have any touchdowns, luckily, but we really did get hit hard with this wind. So you can open up the 107.7 RKR app and read about how they're expanding this. And also feel free, you know, if there's certain areas that haven't been touched that you think or you feel really need some help and some cleanup efforts, definitely hit me up on the chat button, the 107.7 RKR app, because I know there's a lot of areas out there. A lot of people are still struggling from this storm.